Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Feifei, and this is The English We Speak.
Yes, it is, and hello, I'm Rob.
I don't know about you, Rob, but I seem to have so much work to do at the moment.
Yeah, me too. We've got to meet that deadline by Friday.
I guess we've all got lots to do, and that's why I was surprised that Phyllis has asked to take 3 days off work this week.
3 days? Are you sure? Maybe she's unwell.
No, she's fine. I heard her say to the boss in a very loud voice, "I've got a great deal on a flight to Italy, so I need to take the rest of the week off."
What cheek. She's got a brass neck.
A brass neck? Phyllis has a brass neck. Really? When did she get that done? Maybe she needs a holiday to recover from the operation.
No, Feifei. Her neck isn't actually made of brass. I just mean she's confident but also a bit rude. She can do or say things that most of us would be too embarrassed to do or say.
Yes, she just doesn't care what she says, does she? So if someone is described as having a brass neck, it means they're confident and say or do what they want, but doesn't understand their behaviour might be unacceptable to others.
Yes, she certainly doesn't worry about what other people think of her. A bit like the people in these examples.
My ex-boyfriend's got a brass neck. Coming round and asking me to do his washing.
The customer has a brass neck asking for a refund when it was obvious he had already worn the shoes.
Oh, she's got a brass neck telling the boss that he wasn't very good at his job. I would never say that.
So, having a brass neck means you are extremely confident about your own actions, but you don't understand that your behaviour might be unacceptable to others. So it's not like us, Rob.
Absolutely not. Although, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind writing the notes for the presentation we're doing. I've got to meet someone for lunch. Oh, come on, Feifei. You love writing presentations. Oh, why are you looking so brassed off?
Brassed off? You mean I'm looking annoyed and disappointed. Maybe I'm looking brassed off because of your brass neck.
I'll take that as no, then. Oh, well, at least you understand this English expression now. Bye.
The English We Speak. From BBC Learning English.